Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. DJ, you gotta fade us all the way out. Fade us all the way out so we can talk to the people. It is Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, episode 129. How are the good folks in the Digipreneur FM family doing today? I got to admit, I'm feeling very good. I am feeling very, very good, man. Listen, like I said in the last episode, a lot is happening. A lot is happening. And the rest of this month is going to be, it's going to be extremely exciting. I'm looking forward to a lot of things. There's two big events that I'm going to be a part of this month, and both events just released the lineups and the flyers and stuff like that yesterday. And honestly, I usually make a habit of trying to find out, you know, who else is on the card before I agree to some things. Because there's times where, yo, you get calls to go speak at events or conferences, and then there's other people on the card that you might not necessarily want to be associated with for whatever reason. Maybe, you know, the things that they promote or the things that they talk about, you know, it's not aligned with you. And you know the direction of the conversations that they want to go. But again, when you're on the card, you know, you're aligned to that event. And I mean, there is the perspective that, you know, if there are people that are on the card that you don't necessarily agree with, you know, their outlook on particular things, you can come and bring that balance out. But I like to know who I'm going to be on stage with. And, you know, again, if it's people and topics that I don't want to be a part of, then, you know, I would decline. But anyways, I digress. I said yes to these two events without actually going and, you know, asking who else was on the events. So I did not know who else was going to be on the card for these two events, right? But I do trust the organizers of the events that, you know, they're bringing good people to the stage. Anywho, man, I looked at the lineups and I said, all right, we're cooking with Ramco. We're cooking with Gaz. So we got the Flow Business event in Jamaica next week, Friday, June 16th. And I seen that lineup and I'm like, yeah, boy. This is going to be fun. And honestly, because it's in person and we're all sharing the same stage together, I thought, yo, this is going to be a real test for me. Because as much as I know where my energy's at, you know, the crowd, the people that are going to be speaking at that event for Flow Business is dope. So we got the dopest host in the entire region. We got Dr. Terry Carell Reed. She is a powerhouse on her own. All right. So she's going to be hosting the event. Then I seen we got Grace Hamilton, a.k.a. Spice. If you told me a year ago, 2 years ago, that you would be sharing the same stage with Spice, I would have laughed because, like, how? Now, we did an event together. We did an event together last year, right? But it was virtual, so I wasn't there. So yes, we were on the same card, no problem. And I mean, that was all well and dandy. That was cool, but it was virtual, so you know. But this time, we're actually going to be sharing the stage together, side by side. So I'm really looking forward to that. That, I think, is so dope. Then we got the boss, Crystal Tomlinson. You know, she's another powerhouse. Listen, she brings it every single time. Then we got Joelle Nam Darkham. I feel like I'm always butchering Joelle's last name because it's a holy powers. Joelle's going to be there. Joelle brings a lot of vibes to the stage as well. And then there's one more person. I forget his name, but there's one more person, right? But the whole entire crew that's going to be on that stage is going to be dope. And then they announced the lineup for Disrupt HR. And Disrupt HR is wild to me because it's an HR conference. And when they reached out to me and they said, yo, we would love to have you a part of it, I was like, an HR event? Me? Yeah. Why? And they're like, yo, you've been breaking down job roles. You've been talking about a lot of the job postings over the last year. And, you know, we think it would be a great addition to the conference. And then from that angle, I was like, okay, now that makes a lot of sense, right? I'm not an HR guy, obviously. My perspective on, you know, just the job postings and the breakdowns that I've done with my segment on my platforms, Companies Are Wildin'. Yet, folks, I'm going to be literally bringing the Companies Are Wildin' segment that I've been doing. I'm now going to be turning that into a talk for Disrupt HR. And honestly, that to me is so wild to me. Because it's a conference for HR people and companies or whatever. And I'm really going to be bringing a talk called Companies Are Wild into this conference. And I haven't stopped laughing since. I really haven't stopped laughing since. Because I think it's dope. I mean, I love the fact that it's called Disrupt HR, right? So they do want, you know, out-of-the-box ideas to help HR, you know, evolve. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to these two events over the next couple of weeks in June. But I hope everything is going well with you, all right? Let's get into today's episode. Today, we are bringing on another featured guest by the name of Nakia Castan. Now, Nakia is a content creator, and she has built up a big following, a highly, highly engaged platform she has built across TikTok and also on Instagram. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Nakia on my Digital World show on Freedom 106.5 FM, shameless plug, every Fridays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we sat down for about an hour and 15 minutes. And honestly, yo, I was really blown away because, you know, the topic for me, like, again, I try to, on Digital World, we talk business, we talk marketing, we talk digital, we highlight entrepreneurs or people who are building in the digital space and doing well so that we can get, you know, their journey, their story, their perspective, get some gems. And, you know, we have a really dope conversation over on that platform. And because Nakia has been killing it, I definitely wanted to, you know, have that sit down with her and dive in deep with Nakia. And I was just amazed. I didn't expect every single thing that we got in that interview. I was really amazed. Half the time my mouth is open because I'm like, yo, you think that, you know, you see her on social media. If you're not familiar with her, right, she does a wide variety of content, lifestyle content, product reviews, a lot of dance videos, skits, that type of vibe, right? And you think that, you know, she could just, no, she's beautiful. So you think that, okay, she's beautiful, she's dancing, she's having fun, she's doing lifestyle content, you know, comedy skits, and you think that, you know, she's coming on these platforms and there's no work that gets put into these things. Like, you just turn the camera on and bam, shoot a dance video, bam, shoot a comedy sketch, you know, bam, do a product, and you think there's no real work behind it, right? And when you sit down and you have that conversation with her, when she breaks down her creative process, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I think one of the things that made me want to interview her was, like I told her on the show, I'm like, yo, there are so many people that are creating content in your space, right? Obviously, it's not, they're not copying you, they're not doing the same thing as you, but they're creating very similar content in on TikTok and whatnot. And they have nowhere near the success that you have been having. So for me, I wanted to have that conversation with her because, listen, there's a bunch of girls I know that are beautiful, that are dancing, that are doing, you know, comedy or doing product reviews or restaurant reviews. They're doing their thing, they're dancing, but they're not getting no kind of following or no kind of forward on these channels, you know. So I wanted to know, what is it, what are you doing that you are able to get the brand deals, work with businesses, build this super engaged community? And that was really the angle that I wanted to, that I brought her in on. And again, just a really dope conversation, extremely intelligent girl. And I think what floored me in that interview was when we were talking about like her journey as to how we got here, as to how she got here. She was like, you know, she started on TikTok before it was TikTok. And when it was Musical.ly. Now, I was like, damn, so you've been creating content for some time now. She was like, I've been creating content on Musical.ly since I was 14 years old. So again, it's not even a situation of overnight success or somebody who, you know, just woke up one day, started to dance or do product reviews. Homegirl has been grinding and creating and learning how to create content since she was 14. And her whole approach to creating content is she does a heck of a lot of research, and she's also learning skills like videography, photography. She's learning all those skills to elevate the quality of the content that she produces. All right. So again, it was an amazing conversation. That interview is actually out now on Digital World. So I will link to that interview in the show notes if you guys want to learn more about Nakia. But today's episode, what I wanted to do with Nakia was I wanted Nakia to give me her top five tips on becoming an influencer, right? Because everybody's creating content, but not everybody is turning into an influencer, right? And an influencer is not just something that you can decide to do. So we see a lot of people that, you know, just throw the word influencer in their name and call themselves an influencer. No, influencer is not something that you can crown yourself. A community gives you that title. And with the platform and the community that Nakia has built, her community of, like, you know, I think she has, like, let me just check and pull this up. Let me give you the number. So Nakia has built a following of over 170,000 followers on Instagram, and she's at 190,000 on TikTok. All right. And again, the community is highly, highly in tune with what she does. They're highly engaged, you know. Very, very engaged community over there. So again, we have a lot of people who are creating content, but the community isn't growing or isn't building and getting in tune with them. But Nakia has been able to build this platform, build a community, and really thrived. So I asked her, what are top five tips on, you know, going from just a content creator who's pumping out content to actually becoming an influencer and building this community, this highly engaged community, all right? So that was the question that I asked. I told her to send me over her tips. She has. So I'm going to queue up Nikia Castang's top five tips on becoming an influencer. And I will see you guys after. This is going to be a short episode, all right? Nice, quick in and out. Afterwards, I'll see you guys back and we'll wrap it up.
These are the top five must-knows when you are becoming an influencer. Number one, know your niche. Know the niche that you would like to get into and make sure that it is something that you are comfortable doing and is not something you want to do just because of the hype. If you cannot cook, do not go into cooking content just because you see somebody, some other cooking influencer doing cooking content and it goes viral. It's because that is their niche. That is what they do. If you are better off with animals, you are a real animal person, you are knowledgeable when it comes to animals, create animal content. Give them a did you know kind of series. The point is to create content that you can be consistent with. Number two, know the difference between searching for inspiration and actually being a copycat. There will be times where you do not know what content to put out. In that time, you can scroll through, see what people are doing these days, but do not literally copy and paste what somebody else is doing. Put your own spin on certain trends. Show who you are in every trend that there is. That is what will attract people. Believe it or not, your followers will be able to tell if you are not being yourself and if you are being fake. They can just sense that aura in your videos. Number three, do not neglect your followers and their feedback. Remember, these are the people that are essentially going to help you make it to where you want to be. So when you put out content, pay attention to the ones that actually go viral and study it. Think about, okay, this is what my followers love to see and continue pushing that out more. And best believe they will tell you when a content does not seem like it falls in your niche, when they're just not feeling it. And if they don't tell you, it will show up in your analytics by the amount of likes and comments and shares you get. These are the people that you want to push out content for. So pay attention to your followers, pay attention to their feedback, and make whatever necessary adjustments you need to. This does not mean be a bubbly. Still be yourself. And if it is people can't handle you being yourself, then they are just not genuine followers. That's okay. But if you are being yourself and you are proud of the content that you are putting out, keep doing that. And those who really support you will stay. Keep your content relatable. You want to create relatable content, not for just one group of people, but something that a wide variety of people can relate to. So let's say you're doing animal content. There might be some people who are just not animal lovers, but they might be dance lovers. They might love music. So what you can do, you do not have to tarnish your whole animal content profile. But to appeal to different crowds, you could probably, if you have a puppy, you can make the puppy stand up and do certain dances on trend. So even if they comment, it might be, I don't like animals, but I love this song, so love this content. And last but not least, do your research. And research is not scrolling through someone's profile and taking what they do. You want your content to go viral. Research viral content. Dig deep into what is making the content go viral. Study if it's the person's natural personality, if it's a topic that they're speaking about, or if it's a trending song or a trending hashtag that you can hop on and make it your own. And when you see things like this, when you see a trending hashtag or a trending song, it is better to hop on it sooner rather than later because trends die out within a week. This is why research is that crucial. You want to stay trending, you want to stay in the public eye. Keep doing your research, keep staying up to date on what is trending and how you can be a part of it. All in all, you just have to be completely, utterly, totally, and unapologetically yourself. Share what makes you happy with the world, share what brings you joy, and that will be returned onto you. Wish you the best of lucks in your journey of becoming a content creator or an influencer.
Folks, those are Nikia's top five tips on becoming an influencer. And there are a few things that stuck out for me. And I think the first one right out the gate is, you know, pick a niche. Start off by picking a niche and building your name within that space. You need to dominate something first before you can come outside of your niche, before you can come outside of that particular niche. A lot of people, they struggle out the gate because they're just creating a bunch of random content, so there's no real community that gets built for them. They just create a bunch of random content, and you know, it doesn't always work the way that they would like it to work. I also think that tip number three about, you know, not neglecting your followers and looking at their feedback. That's another thing. Don't just post and ghost, right? You are building a community. These people are looking up to you. They're looking for your content. You know, they want to engage with you. Social media is all about being social. They want to have that two-way conversation. So try to look at your platform as a community and be involved. Don't just post and ghost, all right? And I also like the tip number four about, you know, being relatable, right? It's something that you really have to spend some, you know, be yourself. Like, not everybody is being themselves in their content. So it makes it hard for people to be relatable when they are not authentically being themselves on their platform, right? And if you are being yourself, you will realize that the people who can relate to you, they're going, you become a magnet to attract a lot of those like-minded people, right? There is no right or wrong, you know, online. Again, even when you don't like somebody's content, guess what? For every person that doesn't like your content, there's 10 more people that feels like, yes, this person is for me. So be yourself. And the sooner you can get to a place where you are able to be your authentic self online, you will be able to create relatable content and you're going to attract the right people into your community who are going to hang on to every word that you say. All right. Now, I am going to link to Nakia's social media channels in the show notes. Go check her out on Instagram, I am Nakia, and on TikTok, I am Nakia. I will link to those in the show notes as well, all right? And I hope you guys can take those top five tips and figure out how you can go about implementing them within your own brand. Now, that is it for me on today's episode number 129. If you guys enjoyed today's episode with Nakia Castang, please drop a rating on the podcast. Remember, if you're listening from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you can rate the podcast, right? The ratings help continue to grow the podcast. Also, if you really enjoy the Digipreneur FM podcast, or you enjoy today's episode, if you really enjoyed it, drop a review. Let me know if you liked Nakia's tips and if you're going to be implementing them, right? Drop a review. Take 2 seconds out of your day. Drop that review. The reviews help me keep on producing this content because I get the feedback from you guys. And also, people that are looking at recommended podcasts, they always go through the reviews. So the reviews help grow the podcast because people read the reviews before they tune in. And I would much appreciate you dropping a review for the podcast, all right? If you want to learn more about building your digital presence and monetizing your platforms, check out the KarenRose.com website. That is going to be linked in the show notes as well. You can also check out the digipreneur.fm website to stay up to date on everything happening with the podcast. Link to that in the show notes as well. Don't forget to follow me, Karen Rose, on all social media platforms. That is KerOnRose on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm most active on LinkedIn and Instagram and TikTok as well. So feel free to reach out to me on those channels. All right. That is it from me today, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week. Happy hump day. Thank you and take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karen Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.